This feast of Christmas confirms for us that God is accessible with our senses. We don't just get a warm, fuzzy feeling when we draw near to God, but as John's gospel, the prologue, the beginning tells us, the Word became flesh. Meaning not only does God have senses of sight and sound and smells, and of course, we utilize all of them in this special liturgy for this solemnity to remind ourselves that we truly can see God. We can hear God. He speaks to us and we can touch him. There is a Christmas song that captures that very well. Perhaps you know it. If you do, feel free to sing along.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite."
Do you see what I see? Amazing things happen when we allow our eyes to be opened to the mystery of how God interacts with us, when we remember that God is present among us. And often, what we see can strengthen our faith. And we too are invited to take actions that others can interpret as being motivated by faith. But the song continues.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, "Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, little shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees, the voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea."
We first hear about Jesus through the gift of others in our lives. As we celebrate the nativity of Christ, his birth, we're also reminded to remember that because of his birth, because not only of his birth in Bethlehem, but because Jesus was born into death, into the grave, our faith has eternal consequences. Our faith persists into the next life. As we recall the gift of those who have taught us, told us about their faith. Perhaps it was your mother or your father, a grandmother, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, maybe even a priest or a preacher. But we are invited to remember on this Christmas night that what we have heard is real, that what we have seen is also real. We, too, are people who have been called to see and to hear. The beauty of our first reading, the beautiful feet of those who proclaim the message of God. Those aren't just the feet of the prophet who lived several centuries before Christ, but those are the feet of the prophets who fill these pews, who take the message of Christ into the world. What we see and what we have heard, we are called to continue the song.
Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, "Do you know what I know? Way up in palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? a child, shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
It's very true. God is accessible by our senses. What we have seen evidence of God. We touch him in this Eucharist. And in each and every sacrament, we have an encounter with him. We hear him who speaks to us in his word. For the word of God is not frozen on dead pages, but comes alive in our hearts and in our minds, in our consciences. It forms our very actions and changes the way that we live. And perhaps the most important message of this Christmas is it does matter. It does make a difference. With each and every headline that challenges the integrity of the hierarchy of our church, it's very easy to think, it doesn't matter. What difference does it make? But your faith, your witness, what you have seen, what you have heard, makes a difference. And we are called to continue as the song traces the influence from the insignificant wind to the lamb to the child and finally to the king, to share what we have seen with those in power, to be the ones who are empowered to proclaim it everywhere. And so the song concludes.
Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Yes, it really does matter, and God continues to make his presence known to us. He's drawn us together here tonight to celebrate his birth, his coming into our world, so that we can interact with him with our senses, that we have seen evidence, we have heard stories, and in fact, we have touched him. What a powerful witness each and every one of us can give in our own experience. For what we have seen, what we have heard, that is what we proclaim to you. And that is the joy of this Christmas message. And our joy isn't diminished when we share it, but truly, as John's letter tells us, our joy is complete. For we share and give light to others, not to diminish our own experience of God, but to enhance, to complete our own joy, to share it with those, to share joy and peace, the great gift of the promise of this, our Savior born tonight, the great gift of the hope that we have for a future filled with light. Tonight, this night, we can imagine a world that truly has said yes to God. Tonight, this night, we can imagine our lives filled with the joy of his presence. The peace, the joy, and the anticipation that you have here in this place. This is real. This is God among us. For God has come, has visited his people, and he sends his people forth with beautiful feet to proclaim, to sing, to share what you have seen and heard. In fact, what you know to be true.